The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, April 30th, 1989, at 17 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. A very good Sunday evening to you, friends, and welcome back to Music Time in Africa, your special weekly program on the Voice of America that brings you some of the best in the rich variety of musical sounds from different parts of Africa. You have been selected and prepared for us by my colleague. He's your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian. And it's in this first edition of our program that we bring you both popular and traditional music, the old and the new, but all wonderful sounds for listening on a Sunday evening. Again, we're happy to have you with us and hope you enjoy this next half hour, beginning with the Safari Sound Band. From the album, The Best of African Sounds, Pole Pole, by Chuli Richard and John Izungu.
Music in Africa. Where will be the drums? Where?
The Safari Sound Band of Kenya, a group that at one time was the resident band of the famous African Safari Club, featuring musicians Fadhili William, Jan Izungu, Wayaki Swale, Dala Hamas, and Chuli Rishad. That was a medley we just played for you, Pole Pole, and Dala Hamas' song, Music in Africa. Quite apropos, I think, for this program, Music Time in Africa. And we're coming to you on the Africa service of the Voice of America. This evening's first edition of Music Time in Africa is being broadcast to Africa on the 13, 16, 19, 25, 31, 41, and 49 meter bands on shortwave. In southern Africa, we're also on medium wave on 621 kilohertz. If this is the first time you're joining us, a very special welcome to you from me, your hostess, Rita Rochelle, and from your VOA music man for Africa, Leo Sarkisian. We're awfully glad to have you with us and hope you stay and become a regular listener. Music now. Our first example of traditional music is from the Delta region in the eastern part of Nigeria. A chorus of Igbo-speaking women of the Bidi ethnic group sing to the accompaniment of metal gongs and rattles. That was music from the eastern region of Nigeria. This next recording, also from Nigeria, was made at a time when sound recording technology and techniques were not as advanced as they are today. But even though the sound quality is not the best, the recording is still nice listening to. The music is called Ijaole and performed here by musicians belonging to the Yuleha ethnic group. Ijaole music from Nigeria. According to Leo's notes about this recording, one of the main musical instruments was the ubakwa, the local name for the agidibo, a box-type musical instrument belonging to the imbira family. Now from Nigeria, we'll go up along the coast of West Africa to Sierra Leone, a nation small in size but very big in cultural and musical traditions. This recording from Sierra Leone features music of the Mende and Temne peoples, presented here as a musical medley rich in the sound of village ambiance.
Thank you.
music of the Mende and Temne of Sierra Leone, the rich, deep-rooted traditional sounds that have been ringing unchanged down through the centuries in West Africa, a recording we're proud to have in our collection of musical treasures that we're always happy to share with you. Our final example of traditional music comes from Algeria. This is a recording of Andalusian music. Andalusian music is considered the classical music of Morocco, Algeria, and Tunis. It's usually performed by large groups of musicians and singers, well-organized and disciplined. Andalusian songs consist of long poetic verses composed by well-known and highly respected poet-musicians. That was Andalusian music of North Africa by a large orchestra recorded in Algiers. And still coming up here on Music Time, two great bands with Salif Keita and Prince Yulu Mabiala. So I recommend that you stay with us. This is the station that keeps you in closest touch with Africa and the rest of the world every day. VOA's Africa service brings you special programs like Daybreak Africa, African Panorama, and Nightline Africa, your programs for the latest political and economic developments, information about science and technology, and what's new in the world of entertainment and music. And it's all on the VOA every day. Following this first edition of Music Time in Africa is a report of the latest world news and VOA's weekly discussion of issues facing America in the program, Encounter. And then later, don't miss Special English, so I recommend that you spend the rest of the evening with us. Now, here's Salif Keita with his special blend of Malian traditional music with the sound of today, Wamba Wambale. Wamba Wambale Naha Wambale, the music of Salif Keita, one of Mali's best-known international recording stars, with his special blend of traditional and modern sounds. And that brings us to our final band, the Kamikaze Loningisa, direct from Brazzaville, the Congo, with superstar Prince Yulu Mabiala. Thank you.
fabule bibi usiku inakucha usiku ya maneno natafuta fashi yote na kuya kiwelewele kiwelewele mama ye 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 oh mama ye 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 oh mama mama ye 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 oh mama ye 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 oh mama nasema juu ya mapendo na kufa bule bibi usiku inakucha usiku ya maneno natafuta fashi yote
Orchestra Kamikaze Loningisa with bandleader, singer, and composer Prince Yulu Mabiala from Brazzaville, the Congo. And that winds up this first edition of Music Time in Africa. I'll be right back here in our VOA studios in Washington in 1 hour and 30 minutes from now at exactly 19 hours 30 GMT with more music by Africa's finest pop bands. So stay there by your radio tuned to the VOA and you'll continue to have the best. This is Rita Rochelle with an extra reminder that next is a report of the latest news, followed by Encounter, Special English, and our second edition of Music Time in Africa. For now, my love to all of you.